Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you have a project around the house, big or small, don't use ordinary household glue. It's got the word ordinary in it. You need J.B. Weld. J.B. Weld Epoxy Adhesive. Made in the U.S. for more than 50 years. It's the world's strongest bond. Pros use J.B. Weld because it fixes metal, wood, plastic, and more. They have products for just about any surface. I've always used this stuff, and now they're branching out. They're making everything. They're making the crazy glue and the epoxies and all the other stuff they didn't make way back in the day. So if you need to do a little repair around the house, it's J.B. Weld when strength matters. Don't glue it. J.B. Weld it. J.B. Weld. It's the world's strongest bond. It's available at Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, True Value, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, Amazon, wherever and whatever. It's the best. It is J.B. Weld.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Adam Carolla and welcome to another episode of Going Racing, the show that highlights the fastest cars, best races, and biggest celebrities in the automotive world. And now here's a conversation Matt DeAndrea and I had with Gray Golding about his favorite tracks and his upcoming race. Gray Golding is on Professional Drivers Online 5. Gray, are you there?
Hey guys, I'm on here.
Oh, can you hear us okay?
Yes, sir. I can hear you fine.
Thanks for joining us, Gray. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, man. Thank you all for having me, taking time out today.
As you listen to this, tomorrow at the Dover International Speedway, Gray's going to be racing in the Dash for Cash, and you can tune in on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and many other outlets as well. The winner gets $100,000 in cash.
Yeah. I like that.
So Gray, how is Dover? I've never been there. I've never driven there.
Oh man, it's a wild track. Put it that way. It's a mile racetrack, very high bank, and we'll run about 185 miles an hour around a 1 mile racetrack, in which that's some pretty fast speed. So things can definitely happen in a hurry. You know, the straightaways are not very wide, so if there's crashes that you can't avoid, you're probably going to be in it. So I'm excited. Race for $100,000 coming off the second place finish. I'm pretty pumped up about it.
The It seems like at a mile and 185 miles an hour, you'd almost constantly just be turning. Is it pretty almost just like when they set those speed records, those endurance speed records out at the Salt Flats, and it's going one big circle for like a mile?
Yeah, like a really high banked kind of ovalish kind of circle. How much of it a straight is there?
Yeah, does it flatten out completely in between?
Oh, no, definitely not. The straightaways are still banked. The entire track is, I think it's got about 27 degrees of banking in each corner, which is, you know, a pretty big amount of banking. I think, you know, I don't know, just Dover, it's been a fun track for me in the past. It's not one of my favorites, but I feel like what we have going into this weekend, what we have on the line, I think we're going to have a great run, and it's just a really cool track. Love it because it's so entertaining, the speed, the banking, and a lot of different pit strategy goes on. So we got three other guys to beat for that $100,000. We're going to do the best we can. I honestly, if it could go to any track, I'm okay with the Dash for Cash going to Dover because I love the short track. And yes, you really don't have much time to breathe on the straightaways because you're running so fast. So it's definitely a grueling track, not only on your mind, but physically. You got to be hydrated and make sure you eat well before because your body's going to need all those extra calories to get through 200 miles at Dover.
Well, what is the prep physically? I mean, you're 21, so you're pretty indestructible. Right. But everyone is looking for an edge now. Yeah. And nutrition, you know, guys used to just go out drinking and whoring all night.
I was going to say, you're 21, so the prep is like a really hard Friday night and a pretty decent Saturday.
But I bet young Gray has a nutritionist and probably knows something. Yeah. He's looking for that edge. Like, back in the day, the prep was, well, I don't smoke in the car.
Right, exactly.
But
I'm definitely a health nut. You know, I make sure, you know, I stay in shape. I got a nice workout regimen, you know, during the week. But, yeah, now that I'm 21, it is nice to go have a couple beers and chill with the boys before, you know, before we get down to business. But, you know, obviously not the night before the race. Obviously, I make sure, you know, I try to make sure I get a good night's rest. It's like my thing, I always watch last year's race laying in bed the night before so I can refresh my mind on different pit strategies, what different drivers are saying about the racetrack, and just really trying to watch as much film as possible. So to make sure that when I show up to race, I'm on my A game. So nutrition-wise, you know, I make sure I'm hydrated. I got a certain couple of supplements that I take to make sure, you know, my body fights off being fatigued because the races are just so long. You're in the car for 3 hours at a time. You know, you're physically and mentally exhausted. You just got to try to find that edge to keep going. So I don't know, man. I'm pretty easy going when it comes to that. I feel like I have a little bit of the new kind of era driver in me, but also a lot of the old, like, I'm the guy that says, all right, let's strap in, let's go get the job done, and whatever happens, happens. But another part of me is like, man, you know, I want to make sure I do all the right things so I can get the best result.
Yeah, I got to say, from my limited experience driving race cars, you're not physically moving your parts that much, but I sweat right on through my fire suit. Like, yeah, when I get out of the car, you see a big spot on my back and my chest where I just literally went through the fire suit. So you're definitely producing, your mind is definitely working hard and your body is definitely pushing out the fluids, man.
Yeah, you got adrenaline going the whole time. And when you ran Trans Am and you did a lot more laps than before, you're like, it starts to get physically taxing on it as well.
Yeah.
You know, what's your favorite track? You said that Dover isn't at the top of your list. You have a favorite track?
I want to modify it, a favorite road course.
Yeah. Okay. Road course.
Yeah. I would definitely say I grew up racing short tracks. So short tracks has always been basically my go-to. Like, I love the Richmond Raceway, Martinsville, and even the road courses. Like, I can't wait to get to the road courses. Road racing is by far the most fun I have all year, along with, you know, Talladega and Daytona, because it's, you know, it's a crapshoot race where anything can happen at any given second. So, you know, I definitely love the short tracks, but also I've really, over the years, I've really gotten to like I love going to, like Charlotte, Vegas, like those are cool tracks. But if I could pick one track to go to, you know, every week, I would definitely say either a short track like Richmond or Martinsville, or a road course like Watkins Glen, or even the new Charlotte Roval they just came out with. I haven't ran that yet, but I know I'm going to love it just because how the track is built and everything they did to it.
I love watching the NASCAR guys at Watkins Glen because you just see them turn left, turn right, and I feel like, and you can tell me, Gray, last question for you. NASCAR guys are used to rubbing and running in a pack and really getting into each other. Mm-hmm. The sports car guys do get into each other, but they're not used to a constant getting into each other.
It's not a constant strategy of drafting and aero and
They try to not get into each other. They end up getting into each other, but the NASCAR guys are used to it. So when you take it out to the road course, like Watkins Glen, they're still doing the same thing, but now they're on a road course, and it just makes it super exciting. Would you agree with that, Gray?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's like I said. You know, the road course is it's always a wild card. You know what I mean? Because you have certain guys that run really well on the ovals and are competing for wins. And then you got another group of guys that run, you know, decent on the ovals. But when they go to the road courses, they're up front fighting for the win. And I feel like for me, it's a great equalizer to go to the road courses, you know, because one, I feel like I'm a great road racer. I love when the car is on the ragged edge. Left, right, sideways, in the grass. I mean, beating and banging. Like to me, I could do that every weekend. Like, that's right up my alley. So I feel like it's another great chance for us to go to Victory Lane and be a threat, you know, to win the race. But, you know, it's different for each and every driver. I know some drivers that love going to the road courses, and I know some that absolutely hate every single second of being there, you know, but luckily, I feel like I'm one of the drivers that I don't care what track I go to. I feel like I can always be a threat to win, and it really doesn't take me that long to get used to running, you know, with the best guys out there. So I'm excited. You know, I can't thank Panini and all of our partners enough. We've got a great rest of the schedule coming in for us, you know, with the road courses, the speedways, and we just got a lot of cool tracks coming up, and definitely the road courses on my list.
I should tell people to check out Gray's trading cards, Panini NASCAR trading cards, available at Target, Walmart, and you can also get it at iCollectPanini.com and the website GrayGalding.com as well. Good luck in the Dash for Cash over at Dover. We'll be watching. That's tomorrow, and hope you come home with that $100,000 stuffed into your fire suit.
Yes, sir. Hey, thank you guys for your time, man. I'm with you. I hope I can stick all that cash in my fire suit, but we're going to do the best we can, and hopefully we come out on top.
Thanks, Gray. We'll be watching. Thanks for listening to another episode of Going Racing. Tune in next episode with Burton's Racing, Claudio Burton, and Trans Am champion driver Simon Gray. New episodes available on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.